He may have gotten famous for doing it on TV, but President Trump won't fire his attorney general, Jeff Sessions. Instead, Trump is just attacking him over and over on Twitter. And why is Trump and Boy Scouts trending together on Twitter? This is Politics Trending. I'm Adam Chiara. This Jeff Sessions story is important, but before I get to why it is so important, you have to understand a little bit of the background. First of all, who is Jeff Sessions? Well, he's our attorney general. That's basically like the lead lawyer for the United States. And he was nominated by President Trump. So he had to get approved by the Senate, but it was Donald Trump who said this person should be our attorney general and was the one who nominated him. Jeff Sessions, before he was the attorney general, he was a senator. Maybe more importantly, what you need to know is that he was one of the earliest supporters of Donald Trump. In the Trump campaign, when everybody thought that Trump was a joke, no way he was going to win, not a serious candidate, Jeff Sessions, a senator, kind of stuck his neck out and said he believed in Trump and went and rallied for him and was a big supporter of his campaign. So he was there, you know, from the early beginning. And you have to understand that because not that Jeff Sessions is not qualified to be the attorney general, but it is a big reason why Trump nominated him. Of course, there was a little bit of a loyalty, a little bit of a thank you and gratitude. So he nominated for a position that he knew Jeff Sessions would want. So ultimately what you have to know was there was a lot of love between the two of them, and Sessions is the attorney general. So why is Trump now attacking him on Twitter? And that's what we're about to get into. In the last few days, Donald Trump has been attacking Jeff Sessions for multiple things. I'm gonna give just one of the more recent quotes. This is Donald Trump on Twitter. Quote, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails and DNC server and intel leaks? Before that, he was saying that that Jeff Sessions wasn't doing a good job with the whole Russia issue. And that's really ultimately what this comes down to. So this has been happening in the last few days, a lot of attacks on Jeff Sessions from Donald Trump. Here's why this is all so important. Well, why is this really happening? To backtrack here, Donald Trump, not just Donald Trump, but there's a Russia investigation led by Bob Mueller. What is going is he, Bob Mueller is the special counsel. He's investigating what happened with Russia. Did they try to hack into our server, into a DNC? Did they, did they try to swing the election a certain way? Was Trump involved? Anyone in the Trump campaign involved? This whole big investigation going on, as you probably already know. Jeff Sessions, so who's in, Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General of the United States, right? Because of his ties to Russia, he said, I'm gonna recuse myself. I don't wanna be any part of that. And that's why the Attorney General, the Assistant Attorney General was the one who then kind of sanctioned this whole investigation. So Trump is really mad at Jeff Sessions for recusing himself, for not being a part of what he considers a non-story, and then allowing this investigation to happen that's swirling around him. And so ultimately now, Trump has a decision. Trump could just fire Jeff Sessions. He could say, you're fired, try to get a new AG, in through, voted through the Senate, get a new attorney general in, and then maybe that attorney general tries to cut the investigation, and this whole thing, as in Trump's mind, could go away. But the problem is that looks, again, really bad if Trump's the one who fires him. So instead, a lot of speculation, and I'm kind of part of this, is that Trump is just trying to get Jeff Sessions to quit, just to quit on his own so then he can nominate somebody else. And then hopefully get rid of that investigation and say, well, I never fired the attorney general. He quit and then I found somebody else. And maybe hopefully, to his mind, hopefully that person, wink, wink, will help, kill this investigation. So you have to understand why this is happening. But it is amazing when, again, these two were political friends from the way beginning and now are political foes. And it's just a really interesting dynamic. Again, how it's so important, because if Sessions does step down and Trump is able to get somebody else in that's willing to cut this investigation, we may never know any ties to Trump and the Russian camp, into Russia. to his campaign to Russia. And again, there might be nothing there, but we would like to have at least a clean, honest look at it. And the worry is if this investigation gets cut, and that means if Jeff Sessions, you know, quit or fires, that we might never really actually get this full investigation. What's also a big story trending is the Boy Scouts and Donald Trump. Quick background, Donald Trump gave a speech to a big Boy Scouts event. It was like a big event for the year for them. Gave a speech, and in the speech, it was very politically charged. It was anti-media, all the things we've come to expect in a Trump speech. The problem is that this Boy Scouts event is supposed to be nonpartisan. It's not supposed to be a place, it's not supposed to be a campaign rally, and that's really what it sounded like. What's also kind of interesting, if you go back and listen or watch it, is a lot of that crowd is going crazy for it, going wild. And you know, there's a debate right now kind of going on, and you can even see it if you check Twitter or Facebook, see some of the dialogue going on. Is it an appropriate place for the president to do this? And were the Boy Scouts right to, I guess I shouldn't say the Boy Scouts, were many in the crowd right there to kind of go wild for it and treat it like a campaign? And that's really what the discussion is. That's what the dialogue is. You know, is this story maybe the most important to your life? I don't think so. Not the most important to mine. But it is an interesting thing to look at and see as a society, how far are we willing to let politics kind of seep into non-political events? And do we want that? You know, do you want your child going to an event and having it become very political and not about government, not about being a leader, like the Boy Scouts try to push, but being more about, politics, really, and what happened to you. And again, I'm talking as President Trump, as who's the one who presented it. You know, what happened to you in the campaign, and what the media is doing to you, and having this whole discussion, really, you know, in a lot of ways, bashing a lot of the institutions that many of these young men will probably aspire to go into one day. So just a really interesting conversation. I'd like to hear your take on it, though. You know, tweet me or call in if you're listening on Anchor and let me know what you think, because I think that really is an interesting discussion. Should we? I mean, I'm not trying to say stifle free speech, but is there a time and a place, or does that not really matter anymore? And that any opportunity is an opportunity to talk about politics and, give your sharp point of view of the world. You've been listening to Politics Trending. I'm Adam Chiara. Please follow me on Twitter at Adam Chiara, last name Chiara. If you're listening to this on Anchor, give me a call in, leave me a message. I'll either broadcast it, play it on air if you want, or we can just talk about it. Take a look at everything I talked about. Go investigate for yourself, especially for the Boy Scouts issue. Let me know what you think. Be happy to discuss that, whether it be, again, through the podcast or on Twitter. Be happy to have a little dialogue about that. Look for quality sources, and hopefully you can form your own opinion. And when you do, especially if it's different from mine, please let me know, because I think that's the best thing. We can talk about it and maybe figure out, where the crossover is and where the disagreements are. And I think that'll make a better discussion for all of us. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.